You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Midweek Malarkey. Welcome, Az. How are you travelling?
G'day, Brett. Yeah, not too bad. She's pretty spacious in here tonight.
Very spacious. It's probably fitting. This is our last show for the year and the two heavy lifters of the show are on deck. So, welcome.
Yeah, no, I guess we do the full brunt of the work most of the times. The other two just straggle along, so we sort of carry them across the line most weeks. So
it was a bit of a lack. The responses this week too were just a tentative and then a no excuses really. But Wilbur might be off to Queensland. Is he heading up there for Chrissy, do you know?
I'm not sure. He possibly could be heading back to see his family up there. So
yeah, get four tests while he's up there. And
yeah, exactly. Yeah, I see the borders are opened up there now, so free for all up there.
It seems pretty similar. Well, we do usually touch on COVID at the start. So, SA's semi... Well, I could say SA and Queensland are both... They're open, but they're sort of what you get tested on both 5 days after you've been there. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I went over to SA last week and test here and then go over, get another test. And then, yeah, I think it's just the way it's working at the moment.
And, yeah, we're climbing. We won't mention the cases too much because... they're starting to climb a bit again, unfortunately, in New South and Vic, but hopefully, we can stay all good, which I think we will, just as long as the hospital stuff stays down. That's COVID done for me. Chrissy, what's your plans over Chrissy, Yaz? You're heading away or you're local, bit of both?
Probably local, Christmas Day, usually local with the family, and then I reckon we'll head up to usually go up the river between Christmas and New Year's. So head up there and find a spot and spend a few days out in the sun cooking me white skin. So, it's usually not too good to get away for a week or so. What about you?
Yeah, no. A bit all over the spot. I'm going to the Adelaide test hopefully on the weekend. I might go to day three of the Boxing Day test two, and then family Moama and family partner's family locally, and then Geelong a bit all over the shop, but not going too far. It's a bit hard to plan, like if you were going to Queensland for a couple of weeks, now you can plan it with confidence, but a month ago you probably couldn't. But
yeah, it's one of those things you couldn't really book in anything a month ago, but I guess now the borders are sort of opening up. You can start to, plan a few things here and there. So
tentatively, there's more wedding. There seems to be weddings starting to be organised and all that kind of stuff too with my friend. Like it's all of a sudden open season. Hopefully we keep going. Off the top there, that was Hall & Oates. Song theme just came back to me this week just because I decided we would come back to me. So Hall & Oates is my choice. We will finish on a Christmas, I won't say jingle, but a song, a Christmas theme. We thought we better give one. We did discuss a Christmas theme, but didn't really get around it. Are you a big Christmas man? You'd put the Chrissy lights out the front and all that kind of stuff, wouldn't you?
No. The missus got into the house and she's put all those pretty little things up, and I'm usually probably the one who's got to pull them all down in the new year. So, I don't mind it, but, yeah, I'm not all into the lights and all that sort of stuff, but nah, it's a good time of year.
No, very good. Yes, we won't really talk much about Christmas because we've got too much sport to get into, which I did want to... We usually do a bit of a local cricket shout-out. A lot happening local cricket, so... might start on the 2020s. First of all, we better start with an Inver Gordon update. Bye on the weekend, but 2020 tomorrow night, is that right?
Yeah, 2020 in Tad, I think. I'm resting myself tomorrow, so I'll give everyone else an opportunity tomorrow. So hopefully you boys can come away with the chocolates.
Well, I'm rested as well, which / dropped, I think. I did the... I guess I I must say, I gave the feedback to, because we do have a different 2020 captain. I'm not sure how that eventuated, but
not sure.
A 2020 captain's a bit of a rogue, but he said, "Oh, you would have been batting nine and not getting a bowl anyway." So I'm pretty happy to be missing out this week. So I was just going to cover quickly. Just if you are local and you're thinking tomorrow night. We'll run through the A-grade comp. So, Namurka versus Katandra out at Namurka. Euroa versus Tat out at Euroa. Central Park have the bye this week. Kai versus Shep United at Kyabram. And Karamomas have Northerners at home. So, if you want to fill in time on a Thursday night, maybe duck down to a local 2020 match. Quick honourable mention on the 2020 front. Mitch Brett, 102 off 18 overs.
It's not a bad, bad knock.
Not too shabby. I think first drop got 81 runs as well, but you know it's not 100. Not the only Mitch to grab a ton in a 2020 recently. Mitch
Marsh last night.
Yeah, I didn't catch it. You were saying before.
First game in the BBL this year, and just comes out off his recent World Cup form and just hit him clean as a whistle and
clunks him. Is there a man in better form at the moment? Like across
white cricket, probably not.
Yeah,
it's hard to everyone's talking about him playing red ball cricket, but until he starts making a few runs in the shield format, I think he's probably sticking to the white ball game for the time being.
He got a good crack at the test side. They persisted with him for a long time, and he never. So I think he'll be a while before Cam Green. Yeah, if Cam Green performs, I think he'll keep it.
Yeah. Well, look, if he starts to make some runs and takes a few wickets in the shield, I'd like to see him back in the team. But at the moment, I think they're just going to stick with Green and develop him, I reckon.
Yeah. A few more honourable mentions. One honourable mention, one dishonourable mention. Riley Lau with the honourable. 120 runs on the week just gone. So, good knock from Riley. Well done if you're listening.
It's a good knock.
Kyle Mueller, long-term listener of the show, I describe him as, and still leading run scorer.
Have we pumped his tyres up too much?
I do wonder if we've built him up too much. Blob. He's come off with a blob.
Zero.
On the weekend. Yeah. Still leads the league in runs by 60-odd, but just brought him back down to earth. He's still sitting 283 runs. We are all about the individual here, especially pre-Christmas. We might look at the ladder, maybe mid-February.
Starts to take shape, I reckon.
It doesn't matter.
Early this time of year.
It doesn't matter at the moment. But runs-wise, Kyle, 283. Tyler Larkin for Central Park St. Brendan's, 223. And, Riley Lau, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, 219. And Joel Brett, 202 for the year. So that's sort of the chunk of it. Bowling performance, though. Jed Wright, 5 for on the weekend, 5 for 17, I think. He's up there in the runs, too. He's
107. Yeah, he's a bit of an all-rounder, Jed. He always takes a few wickets and makes a few runs, so.
Jed, yep. 5 for 15. And, so he's taken... Hopefully we don't jinx him, but he's taken 9 wickets for the year, an average of 13. And he's also 180 odd runs at 35. So
it's good to see, a lot of people making runs in the community. I know one of our co-hosts who's not here tonight has been struggling a bit with the bat. His last dig wasn't a real flash. It was a first baller, wasn't it?
He battled. Went cow corner, first pill.
A bit ambitious.
Very ambitious. He did have somewhere to go. He didn't have to leave that early, but he just got it over and done with. First ball of the innings. First ball he faced.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't take first rock. There was a courageous opener batting with him that did take first pill. we got through. Did want to mention to yourself as actually all round stats do sort of yours even correlate with that. And I'm not sure if you're aware, but there was an article in the paper which mentioned, I think the top, it ranked all the cricketers in the Jet Golden Valley, and you're in the top 100.
Top 100?
Yeah, you were in the top 100. Yeah, I think right. You come in around 81 or 71, so yeah,
right, eh?
Congrats yep. on being in the top 100.
Yeah, right. In That's very surprising.
In the GV.
I would have been happy with top maybe 1,000.
Very good. Stick around. More coming up. More song theme with Hall & Oates tonight. We'll talk a bit about, the national... national cricket too, not just local. We'll mention a fair bit happening in other sports too, the Formula Urn, and then we will have time for On This Day. There might not be a quiz, so the last segment could throw things up in the air. And get on the Facebook page, Midweek Malarkey, or it might be changed to Bantering with Brett Naz. Any feedback, anything you want us to chat about, let us know. Listening 1FM, live and local.
This station, FM 98.5, subscribes to the Broadcasting Community Code of Practice. The Code of Practice is a set of agreed standards that have been developed by community radio stations across Australia. They reflect the unique principles of community broadcasting and guide stations in a whole range of activities, including complaints handling and Australian music content. If you'd like a copy of the code, please contact us during business hours and we will mail a copy to you.
Shepparton Motorcycles, Purcell Street, Shepparton, is the GB's home of Can-Am. The Can-Am side-by-side Defender range is built extra tough to take you way beyond the daily grind. Defender is the most capable Can-Am side-by-side ever. On work sites, hunting trips, in agribusiness, and anywhere you need. It gets the job done right, day in and day out, 365 days a year. With limited stock coming across the range of HD7, HD9, and HD10 Defenders, now is the time to discover your next adventure with Can-Am. Contact Brendan and the team at Shepparton Motorcycles to talk Can-Am today. Purcell Street, Shepparton. Visit shepparton.mpe.com.au. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
The local property market is hot and there has never been a better time to sell. Are you thinking of selling, or maybe you're just curious about what your home is worth in today's market? Your Sold Real Estate has many qualified buyers looking for properties across the Golden Valley in all price ranges right now. At Your Sold Real Estate, you can expect a fresh, reliable, old-fashioned and proactive approach when it comes to selling your property. Put the billy on and we will be around for a cuppa and a chat. Call today 5831 6633 or visit our website at yoursoldrealestate.com.au. You'll be sold by our service.
Station sponsor.
The Cheesecake Shop Shepparton has all your Christmas favourites. With over 30 cakes to choose from, you'll be sure to find the perfect cake. Get in early, pre-order in-store or online at cheesecake.com.au.
We all go crazy over cake at the Cheesecake Shop. Yeah.
Station sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Midweek Malarkey. If you're just joining us, me and Az in the studio tonight, finishing up for the year now, and we will take a month off, roughly. Oh, maybe not a month, maybe 2 or 3 weeks, but we'll...
Yeah, the other two boys are taking extended leave, so...
They have.
Does that mean they come back a week early, or...?
Yeah, I'd like to see them do that and see them work the buttons, but the listeners might not appreciate it. Still not taught up on the technical skills. If you are just joining us, the song theme too is Hall & Oates. That one there was Out of Touch. Shout out to anyone from my age demographic who remembers that from Grand Theft Auto, Vice City. we'll move on. First test at the Gabba. Easy win in the end. What'd you think, Az? Just sort of...
It was quite convincing in the end. It was sort of really set up on day one, wasn't it? England's decision to probably bat first, I'm not sure about that. I think they were a bit scared from previous encounters of bowling first. So, yeah. It was probably all set up on day one when the Aussies... They bowled like extremely well, so it was pretty hard for England to get back into the game from there, I think.
Nervous at all when on day, it would have been day three, Malan and that pile on some runs, that partnership just keeps stretching on and on?
Or? Yeah, it's just, I don't know, the Aussie attacks lately seem to have, you know, once that partnership does build up, they seem to grab a wicket and then grab two or three real quickly. They're always in control of the game, the Australia. Like, if that partnership extended a bit more, then would have been a bit worried, but in the end, yeah, probably our bowlers set up the game, I think.
Yeah, first pillar of the day, Starkey just ripping through. I thought, live, like, I feel I get that, you know, maybe Burns shouldn't have moved across now into him, but the ball moved a fair bit late, and even if he didn't move, he probably would have been LBW, because I don't think it pitched outside leg.
Nah.
The carry on that he should have... should have hit it or shouldn't have got bowled. I think it was a pretty good pill to get up first ball of a series.
Did you see today one of the coaches come out and he said, oh, we'd plan for a wicket to happen first ball of the game? Like, apparently the England players all go through scenarios of what if this happens, what if that happens, and yeah, apparently that was one of their scenarios, was if he goes out first ball of the game. So, yeah, just so they're mentally prepared for
everything.
Yeah, if that happens, so... Yeah, like it was a bit bizarre. But
I think I heard on the radio when I was, because I was listening to it. I was on the road somewhere. And they said it was the first time, I think since like 1930s that there's been a first wicket of a Test match.
Yeah, that's only happened
of an Ashes series that it's happened.
Yeah,
and then the first. Of the first match of an Ashes series, the first time ever. Big feat there by Mitch Stark. Travis Head, I know we sat here chatting with Billy and Wilbur about whether Travis Head should play or not. Not a bad knock in the end.
Yeah, it was good. I've never been sort of convinced. I've always been convinced of his short ball cricket, but his Test match, sometimes he looks a bit... I don't know, a bit out of place sometimes, and yeah, you play some rash shots. But on the weekend, it was good. It was good to see him go out there and play his shots. I think that's his natural game, is to go out there and play his shots, not to be too defensive and, you know, work himself in. I think it's all about trap. That's how Travis plays.
Yeah, I agree. And I reckon at that spot in the order, like, it's a bit like Gilchrist. Like, Gilchrist, like, you wouldn't ask him to go hold up an end and block it out all day. Like, he plays that type role, and I don't know, he's from the Mitch Marsh ilk of it. I like him as a one-day player and as a pure eye and talent, rate him, but I'm still not convinced with him at Test. But good knock, well done. He got us out of a pickle there. If he hadn't made that 100, it might have been...
In a session too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I don't know when the last time that happened, but that I remember Davey Warner doing
it
one day.
Before lunch on day one, I think.
He might have had a double ton pretty quick.
good on him. I think he's cemented himself position there for a while now.
Yeah, well, if he keeps cashing in, he might be talk of getting him. I know he's a captain to be not long ago. Who knows? He might make his way back. Speaking of the captain, Paddy Cummings really struggled with the... Really seemed to struggle there with the bowling burden of being a captain as well.
Yeah. He looked at home, I guess. So it was good to see Smithy out there giving him a hand as well. Like, it'd be hard being a bowler and not bowling other players instead of bowling yourself enough. And I think at one stage they were saying that Smith tapped him on the shoulder and said, "Hey mate, I think it's your turn to bowl."
You better have
a
bowl again.
And then he bowled and got a wicket that over. So. Yeah, I think the combination at the moment, it should work well, I think.
Yeah, I mean, there's enough experience. Oh, we touched on it so the other week. Like, there's enough experience there that you think they'd be able to sort it out. It looks like we're picking Richardson for the first match. For the Adelaide match, because Hazelwood's got a side strain. Nisa, 12th man again.
Again. He's carried a few... drink bottles, that's me now.
Is he a South Australian or a Queenslander?
Queenslander.
Okay.
Unless he has moved, but I'm pretty sure he's a Queenslander.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting mixed up with Sayers. Chad Sayers. Yeah, he was a...
Unlucky as well.
Yeah. He was often... Anyway, that'll be interesting. I think Jai Richardson's a pretty handy replacement, but Hazelwood, he's tickling along nicely. Did want to talk about the England bowling attack. this game, how do you see both? Do you reckon both? I'm of the view that I don't know that Anderson and Broad will both come in. I think one will. I know there's a lot of talk about them both missing out, but you look at the Wood bowled well, and so did Robinson. I know they could then take out Wokes, but do you bowl? They surely won't play all pace, will they? I know Leach didn't exactly bowl great, but can you play four paces bowlers and Ben Stokes?
I think they probably missed the trick with taking the spinner to Brisbane, where it probably had a bit more for the pace bowlers.
Yeah, it was pretty
good.
Whereas
Adelaide seems to be more of a slower pitch and gives the spinners a bit more. So, I don't know, it's going to be hard to keep him in the team, Leach, but I'm not sure what they're going to do because all the other pace bowlers bowled pretty well, I thought. And But then if you take, I guess, out of the three pace bowlers who bowled the other day, I think Wokes probably looked the most susceptible, but if you take him out, he's a bit of an all-rounder, Wokes, so you leave yourself open for a little bit less with the batting. So yeah, it'd be interesting. I think Anderson plays for sure.
Yeah, you got to play Anderson. Yeah,
whether Broad comes in is another question, or whether they stay with Wood and Robertson. But yeah, it's
pink ball too, so you'd think, I don't know if they're ever going to drop. It feels weird not a spinner not playing at an Adelaide test, though. So
yeah.
But part of me says, how to broaden Anderson miss again? So we'll see. Any updated series prediction? Are you still happy with 5-0?
And I think that first ball of the game showed exactly how the series is going to go.
Yeah.
I still, unless the weather comes in and we know what the weather gods do, but I'm still predicting 5-0.
Yeah. I think massive test for England. I think this is the one where they go, in theory, like the pink ball test suits, I think it's the most even contest of bat and ball you have in Australia now. Like you do see, you see a bit more volatility. I think Australia versus New Zealand down there 1 year in the pink ball test was a fair few wickets. It was over pretty quick, I think. So that'll be interesting. I'm still...
What's your prediction?
I don't know. I'm still thinking England are a chance. I don't think they showed enough. They win this next one, but I still think Australia 2-1.
2-1?
Yeah, 2-1. 2-1.
I think the bowlers aren't too dissimilar. I don't think Aussies probably have a stronger attack, but I think the batting really lets them down. England, they are like, once Root's gone, there's not a whole lot left.
It's a bit thin.
Out pretty quickly. So yeah, if they improve their batting, let's hope it's a bit closer than 5-0. But yeah, we'll see what happens.
A bit of Formula Urn. Max Verstappen took that out over Lewis Hamilton. Lewis Hamilton would have broke Michael Schumacher's record of Schumacher 7. Hamilton would have been his 8th win. Bit of controversy for the number of things. I heard something about the... I didn't catch it all, but an issue with the the safety car, and they allow people who had already been lapped to come around.
Yeah.
So then Verstappen was actually right behind Hamilton rather than a few back. Interesting.
It didn't sound like it ended on good terms the season, but I did hear something about Verstappen's teammate possibly blocking Hamilton as well. So yeah, it's all tactics, I guess. You do race in a team.
But
I don't think those two see eye to eye.
It'll make good viewing for the Netflix series, apparently. So I've been living under a rock a bit, but the last few years there's been a Netflix series on the Formula One. So everyone's saying this year, with everything that's happened, the Formula One will be even better. And like, a lot of Formula One people watch it and don't even... a lot of people watch it who aren't necessarily Formula One fans and say it's quite gripping. So Netflix aren't a sponsor either, though, so I better stop plugging them much. Unless they do want to jump on and bankroll.
We're open.
We're open if you're listening over in America. You quick one, UFC. Australia are getting a good rep for doing shoeys in international sport. You got Daniel Ricciardo who does it. Tai Tuivasa, if you haven't heard of him or seen him fight before, he's in the heavyweight division in the UFC. He's in a really good patch of form. He had lost two or three fights in a row, and then he's now won four in a row, which is pretty significant in the heavyweight division. Anyway, he's known for doing a shoey very quickly after a win, jumps up in the cage. Worth a YouTube if you do want to have a look. But yeah, we do make we live up to our reputation on the
becoming a common trend now, isn't it?
Yeah,
the old this shoey after a good win. So I like it. I reckon it's great, but probably not the healthiest or cleanest.
No, and I won't go on.
Someone just throwing you a shoe from the crowd and a beer. So
yeah, and then his music too coming in to something different each week. But he's a bit of a character. So yeah, have it worth a sneaky YouTube. NBA just quickly, Steph Curry only 33 years old. So I mean, basketball players sort of seem to play to 40. Some of the good ones these days. Broke the 3-point record today of Ray Allen, it might have been yesterday, but pretty phenomenal effort. Golden State looking really good again as well.
Yeah, they're in a good patch of form at the moment. I think they might be still sitting on top of their division. That's a great effort from Steph. Obviously, him and Klay Thompson are well renowned for their 3-point shooting.
Change the game a bit.
It's sort of revolutionised the game. You see a lot more 3-pointers shot now than ever before. So obviously the games are more high scoring than what they used to be. And I like it. They've probably changed the game for forever.
Yeah, it's when you compare it to stats from other eras with 3 points made, like it's quite ridiculous, really. Stay around with us. We'll have a bit on this day coming up. We will actually have some on this day, believe me. And we might preview a bit of sport coming up over the summer. But stick around. Coming up, we've got a quick sponsor break, and then we've got Hall & Oates with Private Eyes. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rocks, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212 111. That's 58212 111.
1FM sponsor.
SDP Tax have been your trusted local accounting firm and have been proudly helping people just like you across the Goulburn Valley and beyond for over 2 decades. Are you happy with your accountant? Are you certain that you are receiving maximum tax reductions? Call SDP Tax on 1300 346 829 and start a conversation today. SDP offer a maximum deduction guarantee. That's right, SDP guarantee that they'll find you the greatest deductions possible. With no upfront fee charged, what are you waiting for? Call today. There is no business too small. Call 1300 346 829 or visit www.sdptax.com.
1FM sponsor.
North Vic Ag Contracting offer agricultural services right across the Goulburn Valley. We come to your farm and have both round and large square balers. Whether it's mowing, raking, tethering, pit silage, wrapping or harvesting, North Vic Ag Contracting have the gear and the manpower to get your job done right at some of the GV's best prices. Call for a quote today and book now to beat the rush and avoid disappointment. Call North Vic Ag Contracting now on 0476 137 216. That's 0476 137 216.
1FM sponsor.
The Cheesecake Shop Shepparton has all your Christmas favourites. With over 30 cakes to choose from, you'll be sure to find the perfect cake. Get in early, pre-order in-store or online at cheesecake.com.au.
We all go crazy over cake at the Cheesecake Shop. Yeah.
Station sponsor.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. are proud local family-run businesses pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Midweek Malarkey. This is our last show for the year, Az. We're 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Or we'll see how long.
See how long we go. See how big a Christmas break it is. And we'll slowly wind back into it. And
come in four kegs. Hopefully they reinforce the chairs over the...
Yeah, we might need bigger chairs in here.
Over the break. Did want to... quickly, some feedback I had just coming in. As is dreaming, 5-0, he's joking. If Root had of turned up, we lost. Big call. He nearly did turn up, didn't he?
Yeah, it'd be good to see someone else in their team actually make some runs for once.
Yeah. There's a Rich River Challenge on the 24th, Christmas Eve. That is, and by that I mean me versus my brother versus my old man golf.
Top golfer in the family? You'd probably be a bit biased, but...
No, it's definitely not me. I'm happy to admit that. Natural talent, my eldest brother, he won't be there for the hit of golf, but he's probably, you know, remember Ernie Els? Easy Ernie, just
yeah,
sort of...
Yep.
He's a left-hander too. And he's a redhead as well, my brother, so he's sort of...
Similarities?
Bit of Ernie. So probably him. That'd probably hurt Dad because he's definitely played the most.
Do you have a handicap?
No, I don't have a handicap. I don't play enough for...
Yeah.
Dad's off about 17, which not bad for an old fella.
I tell you, it might be a lot higher than that.
Well, I wouldn't want to know what mine would be, but I probably back that. But that I guess leads us to some big sporting events over the summer. That's what made me think of the Rich River Golf Challenge. Hopefully, there's not actually a Rich River Golf Challenge that's legitimate. Oz Open is probably the big thing. I mean, we might be back by then. But do you go down ever?
I've never been to the Oz Open. I was just speaking to my partner the other day about the tennis, and I wouldn't mind. That's something I want to do, tick off the bucket list, is head down to the Oz Open. Apparently, it's a good day to go down and watch all the different games.
Yeah, tickets available. I'm heading down the first Saturday this year, so maybe you have to get down there. It's a good day. I'll watch anything. Like, I don't need to be going and watch, you know, Federer on one court. Like, it's good to, in that first week, you get a lot of matches played on courts all around.
Yeah.
On the outside courts, and it's more about the atmosphere. You've got to slip, slop and slap, though, and keep hydrated.
Yeah, I heard it does get very, very warm down there.
I've legitimately seen people crook from, like, heat, just from the heat there. Like, it gets a bit ridiculous. Novak could be playing too. Fan of the show, Novak. Show's a fan of Novak, or just me maybe. But has he got an exemption? Is that? I think I read that the other day.
If he's got an exemption, then there's nothing the state can do. So play on by the sounds of it.
The Herald Sun are watching that one like a hawk. They get it's a bit like when they get a sniff of certain stories, they don't stop. So.
No.
That'll be interesting, but Novak's won 7 or 8, I reckon, so he'll be pushing for another one. If he does win, he has the most Grand Slams ever, as does Nadal if Nadal plays. Federer already ruled out, so...
Not playing?
Yeah, no, he said he's not already, which is no big surprise. He focuses on Wimbledon each year, I think, and then maybe one other. He'd be 37 or 8 now?
I think he's older than that.
Older than that, is he?
Yeah.
He's... Yep. I mean, if he gets one more slam, Federer, then credit to him. But
who's your prediction?
Novak. Novak. I don't think Novak will drop a set.
Women's?
Bit more open, very open. I think Barty has to be a chance.
Yeah, she's been in good form this year.
Yeah.
It'd be good to see an Aussie finally win an Australian Open after I don't know how long it's been, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't rule out Naomi Osaka bouncing back too.
That was like, my tip.
Yeah, I think she's pretty handy. But the women's game to me is more entertaining a lot of the time because you actually have more upsets and I don't know what that is, whether there's less big servers or, the momentum can change and swing a bit more. Mm. But you really have – I mean, there was I can't remember her name, but at Wimbledon, I think it was a 18-year-old, or she was pretty young and was a wild card, and she made the quarters. And then I think she nearly won a Grand Slam or was at the final later on.
Yeah, I think
so,
yeah. Yep.
So, like, it really keeps it entertaining. Big Bash and Bush Bash also coming up. Bush Bash, the local league. So, how does that work?
I think there's four franchises. So, I think... Yep. The Mud Dogs, the Mud Dogs, the Panthers, the Hounds, and I forget the other one. It'll come to me. But yeah, so they all players from around the region, and not only from the region, but from Melbourne and that, all get put into a draft and selected. And we've had some big names come out and play in the Big Bash. So
The Big Bush Bash. It's like. So is it, when's that run through? Like, is it a week or a couple of weeks period?
On a Sunday, I think it might kick off. They might play a game before Christmas. And then after Christmas, there's four rounds and then a final. So, young bloke who made his debut for Victoria a couple of weeks ago.
Seymour.
He played last year. Yep.
Yeah.
So there's been some big names in it. So it's good. Good watch.
I noticed he's playing in the 2020 now too, in the Big Bash.
Yeah.
He hasn't sort of made a big impact yet, but hopefully get some runs in one of those games as well.
Yep.
Big Bash too. No Finchie. I've been disappointing. I usually look at the Renegade scores. No Finchie.
What's
a bit disappointing.
What's going on there? Is he injured? Maybe
he's just taking a World Cup hiatus. So, I've captained the country to a title. What more do we want from me? I don't know.
For a few weeks and
But I think he was injured, but I'm assuming he still must be. But I heard it was originally just for the first game of the series he might miss.
Yeah.
But they'd be Renegades would have played three, maybe four games now. But
who's your prediction?
Tough. I haven't, to be honest, this year I haven't followed it as much. Mm. If Finchie gets fit, but like the Renegades have lost a few games already, so
it's
sort of hard to get that momentum up once you're done. So might fence it. Do you have a tip?
I've always believed the Scorchers have always been hard to beat.
Yep.
Especially with Mitch Marsh probably playing a lot of the tournament. But I think Stars are due. They've got a very handy lineup now with a couple of imports. So I think it's time for the Stars to win one.
They love being thereabouts, but not winning. It seems to be a common trait. That sums up a bit of... Oh, Boxing Day Test, obviously also a summer sporting item.
Yeah, that's a big one.
You're going to get down?
Yeah, I'll see if I'm allowed.
See if you're allowed. Okay. Day three, I should be there. As promised, we are running it, cutting it fine, but we've got a bit on this day. Not too many mentions. Stephen Cognelio, AFL player, captain. He's the captain of Greater Western Sydney. I'm not sure that's true anymore.
Yeah, yep.
He's still captain, isn't he?
Yeah, three of them, I think.
Oh, there you go.
Yep.
Shouldn't ever question this book. It's not often wrong. Kimbra from Gotcha and Kimbra Frame, born in New Zealand on this day. She's 31. It mentions the number one hit with Gotcha or Goitier, depends on what way you're inclined. Not much else, really. Frankie Dettori, jockey, born on this day. Greg Matthews. Events on this day. Not too much either. See, this is maybe you haven't been missing out on this day or this year, guys. You'll like this one. Spice World, the movie starring the Spice Girls, premiered in 1997. It was nominated as worst film at the Golden Raspberry Award. Have you seen it?
I have seen it, yeah.
It's not on your worst films?
Definitely not on your worst films.
Spice World, the movie.
Yeah.
Australian cricket team won the Ashes, defeating England. It was the first time that the series had been decided prior to Christmas in Australia, 1998.
Jeez. They must have wrapped it up pretty quickly.
Yeah, so... Oh, 3-zip. Yeah, I was going to say, three so zip. That can happen... Oh, no, that's prior to Christmas. So, yeah, they interesting. They must have started early. I wonder what was on in 1998. Anyway, not ringing a bell. It was Commonwealth Games over somewhere. Molly Meldrum. On this day, it was when he fell. He went to hospital after, falling off a ladder. I do recall that. That was a bit sad. Oh, last one. Cold Chisel. Broke up with a final concert at the Sydney Entertainment Centre in 1983. Yes or no to Cold Chisel? Fan? Not a fan?
Yeah, don't mind them.
Don't mind them?
Yeah.
I don't mind them. Don't sing their songs on karaoke. I've found that out the hard way, thinking I know the words and then caught out. Like, after, they've got some difficult verse.
Karaoke a couple of weeks ago, I might stay off the mic for a bit.
You're retired.
Yeah, fair
enough.
Quick shout out to one of our teammates too, Trav Murdoch. It's his birthday today on this day. So he'll be at home probably having a beer with all his mates. So
well, he'd be mid-30s now, early 40s. He'd be pushing it.
He'd be mid-40s, I'd say.
Yeah, yep. No, very good. Big shout-out to all the listeners this year. That's us for the year. We'll touch base mid to late Jan, hopefully, if we can get back in studio and get motivated. Stick around, definitely, though, because you've got the Dutch program coming up. And as promised, we'll finish on a bit of Michael Bublé with All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, listen to 1FM, live and local.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.